And again, yeah. for the billionth time, that's why I want individual servers. I know individual servers come with their own like share of problems.
Names
like
gotta matter.
Super servers. That's for Riot to figure out, and I'm sure they can. I'm sure they're capable of figuring out how to maintain good server balance. I mean, especially if it's not like World of Warcraft where they don't have factions. That makes it a whole lot easier. But please, having individual servers allows us to figure things out like that. Like, then we can have that blacklist of players saying, hey, this guy ninja looted. By the way, like he stole a piece of loot from the group in that one dungeon. So stay away from that guy. Don't invite him into your groups, all right? And now guess what? That guy's stuck at like level 25 because he can't get into a dungeon anymore.
It has to be. It has to be individual servers. Otherwise, it's pointless. I could say, don't join this person. Whatever.
Yeah, you'll never see him. Most people will never see him.
They're watch out for Rockefeller. Rockefeller GG.
Yeah.
Avoid him. And all of a sudden, it doesn't matter because you'll never see him anyways because we're all...
Yeah, he's playing with every single person in the world. Like, every single person on the freaking West Coast is you know, all in one... Basically on one giant server. So you're never going to see him.
If the game is successful, we're assuming a lot. You know, it could be that. Yeah,
that's true.
It could be that you see him every single dungeon you do. Hopefully not. I would ban him, but I've got no one else.
Yeah.
Avoid that.
No, then you just let him into the dungeon and kick him at the end before he gets a chance.
Yes.
Kick him right before the boss goes down. My God.
It should be, though, at all times. At all times. Like, it should be that if someone joins an arena and is constantly leaving because they get pissed, like they're just quitting every single arena. Like, I want to know that.
Yeah, I agree.
And if it's constantly every single person is meshed, well, you're never going to play with that person again. And you could shout it from the rooftops and it wouldn't help anyone. It wouldn't make a difference. If I'm on a specific server and I say this person constantly is joining arenas, he did it with me, he did it with another person. If like he just gets pissed and freaking leaves every 10 seconds, then yeah, other people will maybe give him a shot. But at least, you know, you're saying that this person's kind of effed up when it comes to arena. And they're going to it hurts your rank when they leave because, you know, after that, you still lose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's more than enough reason to have these people's names out there.
Just let the community police themselves.
Separate servers, dude. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I really hope so. Because I mean, like, honestly, even at this point, another thing I love about separate servers is that they kind of feel almost like a stinking football team, right? Like you're a fan of this server. You're on this server. This is your team. All right. And on the Riot MMO subreddit, whenever the heck that drops, you're going to be chanting about how awesome your server is and how stupid that server is. Nobody should play on that server.
That's why World First used to matter, though. That's why Arena used to matter. Like, people used to have pride and almost like a team. You're right. It was the server. People used to watch World First because they wanted their server to win. They wanted everyone to know that this server had the best raiders in the world.
Yeah, or
they
wanted everyone to know that you're on that server.
Yeah, the top PvPers in the world are playing on this server. They want like that recognition. Like, I'm from this server. You know, it's like you're not actually good, you know, and that has to be remembered, right? But like, it's like, okay, you're not actually good at soccer, you know, but you root for your country in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And it feels good when you win and you say we won.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's a psychological thing, by the way.
Really? Oh my, he has now like tribe mentality or something.
If let's say that my team wins the game, I'll say we won. And if they lose, what would you say?
Oh yeah, they suck. They're horrible.
They lost. Not we lost. Yeah. They lost. Yeah. So you take all the victory, but you keep away from all the defeat. Regardless. It's important.
Yeah, please, Riot. Separate servers, dude. Each individual server, I would love it so much. Oh my god. I think it's almost required for a sense of community. Like,
it wouldn't be possible without it.
Yeah, dude. Every MMO these days has its, you know, like its parties, its guilds, its like individual communities. Like World of Warcraft at this point has guilds and communities. You can join communities or guilds. And even then, outside of your guild, you don't have much of a community, right? Outside of your community group chat or whatever. You don't have any sense of like belonging, you know? You have those like 20 people and that's it. Compared to like individual server, dude, that whole world is your community. That entire server is your people. I love it so much. man, oh man. It's like what makes MMO an MMO for me, genuinely.
So here's what I want to ask you too. Because the community thing that you're tracking with, it's right. I agree with it 100%. And we have to have like that. It's so important for server health and for like that. You want like, they always like PvP scene with League of Legends and stuff. And you're going to need that server recognition that helps with it. Because to say like, oh, I'm rooting for those guys. I'm rooting for Team Veritas or whatever because they're from my server. That does contribute.
Absolutely.
I will say this, that it doesn't come without its problems. And its problem is the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that let's say that they win, right? Team Veritas from server Draven. Right? I'm not going to pick that name because I always say it wrong. From server Echo, the Echo server, whatever. You know, yeah, I feel like Aurelion Soul will probably be a server name. So from server absolutely. Aurelion Soul.
I hope they do right? that. I really like how World of Warcraft does that. They'll name their servers after places or characters.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're right. The Brazen Hydra server. Okay.
We'll see you guys on the Brazen Hydra server.
In the Brazen Hydra pub. Okay, so like let's say that people are on me and you are on the I'm on the Brazen Hydra server. Just me. And you're like, okay, I want to make my character. I obviously want to play with Entgrove. We talk all the time. We're gonna play together. You go to make a character on the Brazen Hydra server and it's full. Now, because it's a server, you cannot just let everyone in all the time, and you cannot, like, you have to limit it eventually because it's a server. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two solutions, in my opinion. One, it has to be a mega server where everyone plays with everyone. It's literally a world. There's no, like, separation of servers like it is in World of Warcraft. It's literally the world of Runeterra. And there's only three servers. There's America, there's Europe, you know, there's South America, and there's Asia. Those are like the four different things that you could select just like because of language barrier, right? You wouldn't want to be walking around and you don't understand anyone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you definitely use some language barrier.
And a Latin America one. And those are the servers, right, in terms of that segregation, but it's like you're playing on the America world. Now,
that would be crazy.
Yeah, but what I see, the problem with that is that would be the same as because you have to phase out people when they get too many people together.
That's what I was
because thinking, like, otherwise the server would crash
and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely. You're going to have some pretty bad connection issues when you have like big open world battles, stuff like that.
And then you end up with the same problem as before where it's like, okay, phasing and everything. And you might as well, when you select America, that's what you're doing right now in World of Warcraft is you're on the America server.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, you're either East Coast or West Coast, right? That's all it is.
Yeah.
Actually, I think just America in general. I think you're right.
It's just America in general, I think. I have no idea. I think they try to like merge certain servers, but it tends to be like just everyone's everywhere and everything, whatever.
Yeah, like there's no way to keep track, honestly. I hardly know what server I'm in half the time.
Exactly. And so then you end up with the problem that you're having WoW, where it's like no one matters.
Yeah.
Because you have to introduce phasing to solve for that. The other solution is there's no phasing. You introduce enough players into the world that as long as everyone, the entire community, doesn't aggregate in one little corner, the server's not going to crash. Or even if that happens, you know, the server won't crash. You like limit it. Like that, there can be this many players on a server. Now the problem with that is if me and you want to play together, you don't have any other problems, but if me and you want to play together, we might get stuck where like I'm on the server and you want to play with me, but the server's full. That's where I get stuck on like, I don't know, a solution.
Agreed. It also comes down to the, this is a problem with modern day MMOs is that if you do individual servers, a lot of people will tend to congregate around one server. Especially because we live in a world with influencers, which we didn't before back in like 2005. Which means that if the biggest, you know, Riot MMO gamer out there, some big name, like League of Legends player, tries out the Riot MMO, hops on
Asmongold.
Yeah, Asmongold, professional League of Legends player, hops on Riot MMO, hops on a server, everyone's going on that server. You know, like 24,000 people instantly make a character on that server. And now everyone's saying, oh, if you want to actually play the game and see a lot of people, you go to that server. So that moves even more people to that server. And it just becomes a big problem where now you have like five dead servers in one server that's way overcrowded, right? luckily, I think World of Warcraft has done better recently with the classic WoW than they did in the past. I don't know why or how, but they've managed to spread people out a lot better with Season of Discovery than they did with the original classic WoW. Even like even Classic Plus or whatever the heck it was. They managed to do a lot better with the server spread. So I don't know if that's just because people are kind of over classic compared to the initial release, or if they actually done a better job of like having different types of servers, people interested in different things, and, you know, like kind of raising and lowering the cap for servers, right? Like, I think at launch the cap for servers was a lot higher because they knew people wouldn't be playing that much like a month from then, so they allowed people to play on it and kind of almost like break it a little bit. But then it's fine because like half the freaking population drops. So it's definitely interesting, the server populations. That's the one big problem I have too with individual servers. The server populations can get a little wonky, especially in the modern day with the internet, where it's a lot easier to find out what's the most popular server and then hop on that to make the problem even worse.
here's what I think they could do. Okay, if you have to do some sort of phasing, right, where it allows a high population server to phase a little bit, so that way it can be balanced out, is you wait for the game to settle, and then you take that high population server and you make it phase with a very low, like the lowest pop, the highest population server merges with the lowest population server.
Just have it devour and other servers.
Yeah.
Actually, so I like think that's it'll just in classic, is that they allowed people on lower pop servers to have a free character transfer. They're able to transfer their character anywhere on like certain servers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that idea a lot.
It almost like to balance that. So I worked as a network engineer for a while. And let's say that me and you are both trying to access a website and the back end servers are full. It will either queue or it'll start balancing between the servers. And you even do that if you want to have a new website, right? You don't just shift everything over to the new website. You'll like distribute the traffic between the new website and the old website. And I feel like if you have a high pop server and you do something similar with a low pop server, where then the high population, if it becomes over country in a certain area, can kind of queue or like, you know, go between, it'll offload some of that into the low pop server. Now, the problem with that is, let's say that low pop server suddenly becomes a high pop server, and that's a problem because now you have two high pop servers and you can't just separate them now because people are playing together and it's almost like one server and one community, right? And then at that point, you might as well call it the same name and just introduce another server to offload instead of making it a separate server altogether. Man, this is the toughest thing.
I agree. This is one, and it's so important. Right? At the end of the day, the Thrive MMO, one thing we know for certain about the Thrive MMO, if we know nothing else, which we know nothing else, is that...
We know nothing else, by the way.
There's going to
be... We can't say what they told us. Don't say that.
Wink, wink. We know nothing, guys. Riot definitely didn't invite us over and tell us everything about the Riot MMO. It's actually coming out tomorrow. We already know everything, but...
I like the whole tell the truth to tell a lie.
Yeah.
Yep. I like where your head's at.
Yeah, I try. What can I say to please people? But one thing we're allowed to say, you know, is that this game will have some community and social aspect, right? It's an MMO. That's the point of the name. It's going to have some social community aspects to it. And a server, it being individual servers, is what's going to like make any kind of sense of community. And if you do it wrong, the community is going to suffer for it big time. The social aspect is really going to get hurt because you're going to have people playing on servers that were doing well in the first week. Now they're dead because everyone moved over to the high populated server because people want to socialize. They want to be part of the big community. Now you're on this dead server. You don't want to pay money to transfer servers. So you just stop playing the game. That's going to happen if they're not careful. Very, very careful. And honestly, I don't have a great answer for it. This is the biggest conundrum ever, and it's why World of Warcraft moved away from it. And I think it's why most MMOs moved away from it, right? I'm pretty sure Final Fantasy XIV does not have individual servers. At least I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Housing and stuff like that. I mean, like, just like World of Warcraft, right? There's like certain aspects tied to your server, which I don't even think they have that anymore. But like Final Fantasy 14 will have certain aspects tied to your server, like the player housing. But I'm not sure outside of that. I think outside of that, they probably have some kind of phasing when you're out in the open world.
And there better be player housing.
There better be. Hey man, Bandletail has it, so. Surely.
Bandletail has it, the MMO better.
Bandletail is all we have to go off of for the MMO. That's all of our MMO information, actually. Is that it's maybe it'll be like Bandletail, that third party title that they released.
Bandletail hinting at player housing for the Rider MMO? Question mark, exclamation point, thinking face. Oh, confirmed? Question mark? Possibly? Question mark? Could it be?
Dude, I can't wait for my 8-bit Yordle to make his way into the Riot MMO. They're going to have character transfers for sure. Right? I'll be able to play as my Yordle. They probably said
100%. That, right?